positives from the game yesterday. Number one, it's always great to go on the road and get an opening day victory. I like the way we started the game defensively. You know, you want to go in and not let the crowd get into the game. And the first third down situation, we were able to convert into a takeaway and give the ball to the offense down the 29-yard line, which they in turn, turned into a score. So it was a good way to start. And likewise, I like the way we finished the game. I thought the third and one and the fourth and one play, especially the fourth and one play, I thought really exhibited the things that we've tried to emphasize, through the training camp in terms of we were coming with all-out blitz. Micah and Dee did a great job. And then the most impressive thing is you saw Morgan and Sam, who were both involved in the blitz, turn and pursue and clean things up where very easily he could have fallen forward for the first down. But they were able to get out there and knock the play back. I like the way we played the run. I thought it had a big impact. We were pretty good on first and 10, which is always important because it kind of dictates the tempo of the game and to control the down and distance. I think the long run was 7 yards. We did a nice job. I think 111 of 15 on third down. And we won 2 out of 3 down in the red area. Areas that we got to improve. We knew going into this game, Jacksonville led the league last year in 20-plus yard plays, so they were very capable, and they had 6 against us. When you look at their points, I think all of them, and we talk about this all the time, that if we don't give up big plays, then we normally don't give up many points. So they got their points really, off of big plays. And then the other area we have to improve in is fourth down. As good a job as we did on third down, we put them in a number of fourth down situations, and they converted, their fourth downs. There were a couple, the one there they made just by the tip of the football, and we had them in a 4th and 14 and had a holding penalty, which gave them a first down, and that's where we struggled a little bit there, in the fourth quarter.
You guys have played without Sam Shields last year for a while without the concussion. He has another one now. How do you prepare for, what you don't know about having him back?
We've talked in here before. You've seen us work a lot of different combinations. It came up in the game yesterday. That last drive where, thank goodness for guys like Morgan Burnett and Micah Hyde, that play a number of different positions. That's, to me, that's the advantage of moving guys around, through the course of training camp. So we've been through this. We've got guys that are trained for multiple positions, and we'll just have to see, how the injury situation works itself out. But going down there and being in the heat and knowing there's a possibility, that guys are going to be playing a lot more plays than they've played up to this point in time, it's always a challenge.
Dom, against the run, you guys had, I think it was 7 or 8 tackles for loss against the run. Really seemed to, I know they didn't have Ivory, but, Yeldon just never really seemed to get anything going.
I thought our guys did a good job in terms of attacking the line of scrimmage. And we had penetration and were able to make, more minus plays. And again, that had a big impact on the down and distance situations. I like the way we played on first down, and I like the way we played on third down. We can certainly do a better job on fourth down, but in terms of if you can play the run like we played yesterday, then it normally increases your pressure, because you're in more potential pressure situations, in the longer yardage situations, and we had a few of those, and I thought it was a good start with our run defense. Now, we're certainly going to get challenged this week in that area.
Your run defense, if you look at the numbers, it hasn't been very good the last several years. Now, it's also nice playing Nicholas, so I understand some of that, but was that a big emphasis this year to get that part of the game up to snuff, so to speak?
Yeah, I thought our run defense last year, percentage-wise, in terms of wins and loss, was one of our best years since I've been here. Our issue was big play runs, last year. So, if you go back, two areas, big play runs and quarterback runs, which counts on your run stats. So if you're playing against mobile quarterbacks that many times if you have good coverage. And we were concerned about that about Bortles, too, because Bortles can run around. But I thought our guys did a nice job of not letting him pull the ball down and run with it. And obviously their longest run from the line of scrimmage was 7 yards, which we'll take that.
Rollins had yesterday. He had some tough moments, and then he obviously had to come back in with Sam.
I think this, when you're playing against a team like that, we know, okay, in watching tape, how they make big plays. And, you know, their receivers, their tight ends, they've got running backs, are good receivers. So when you're playing out there on an island, you're going to lose some. But I like the way he battled back. You saw him make a really big play there, you know, at the end of the game where they tried to throw the ball up to Robinson, who's one of the better, you know, go deep and go up and win the one-on-one battles. I thought that's the best thing that he did. So I was encouraged the way Quentin, you know, battled through those things. You're going to have some, you know. I mean, you've got to have a short memory out there, and then you've got to come right back and make your plays, all right. You can't let it affect you, and I thought he battled through it.
This week,
yeah, you know, we'll prepare for their scheme. You know, we aren't sure, you know, what quarterback we'll get. And we might not know, you know, who knows when we'll know. So we've got to be ready for either one. We know that, you know, we play this team twice a year, and so we'll prepare for, you know, their scheme and what they've done. They've got, you know, some new offensive linemen, new receivers, you know, and a couple different style running backs.
Dom, you mentioned the interception you guys had early. Joe Thomas kind of Johnny on the spot there with that one. What do you think of where Joe is right now and kind of what he brings you and maybe how he's a little different player than last year?
Well, you remember we started the season without Joe last year, and after two games, you know, we brought him in, and he basically started in our dime defense and played a little bit more in the nickel defense towards the end of the year. But I've just anticipated with a year under his belt that Joe would take a step this year, and I thought he got off to an excellent start yesterday. You know, you saw his blitz tempo. You know, we blitzed him up inside in the A-gap one time, and they had to back up there, and he walked the back right back into the quarterback and, you know, made a real nice play on the interception. That was a good play by Quentin, you know, on the interception, coming down and battling the receiver, you know, for the ball. So I think it was a good start for Joe. I think obviously when a guy's played for you for a year, you feel like he's gonna be better than he was a year ago, and you know, we expect that.
If you're gonna not play Peppers as much as you did in this game, how important was it to have Perry, Jones, even, you know, Joe Thomas come through with some of the pressures?
You know, I like our rotation there. You know, I thought Nick Perry played a really fine game. And you saw, you know, Nick show up. You saw Clay show up. You saw Dayton show up, Joe. That's what we hope, you know, that I think we've got some different combinations of things, you know, people we can rush. So I think on any given play, you see any of those guys, all right, can win one-on-ones. And in this league, you have to be able to win one-on-ones.
Thomas, I don't throughout camp they've been basically with Blake as that dime linebacker. So what was the thinking to give Joe that role on Sunday?
Well, you know, Blake's a rookie, and you know, Blake played for us on first and second down. Joe started the whole year for us last year as the dime backer, and so he's got a year of experience under his belt. You know, you're going into a hostile environment in the opening game. You know, you're I think you're always going to go with the guy that's, you know, done it before, you know, and done it well before.
I know you spent a lot more time looking at offenses and not defenses, but Mike Zimmer as a defensive coach, what do you think makes him special?
Well, I've got a lot of respect for him. You know, I mean, he certainly knows he's going to steady offenses and try to take away what they do. But they have a certain style, and they've done a nice job, I think, accumulating, you know, good talent. And you know, they play good defense.
You've innovated a bunch of different things during your career. Is the having 7 and 8 guys up at the line of scrimmage the way Mike does, is that kind of his innovation, and what challenge does that create? Because I think you've probably done it a few times yourself since he brought it over.
Right, I think Mike's probably taken that and built a whole package around it. He does it probably more. But you see almost everybody in the league will have a certain element of it. But I think he spent a lot of time and has a good feel for that and is going to try to attack protections with it. Well, it can change, from week to week, depending on who we're playing. You know, we still believe that Julius is a matchup problem in terms of rushing. So he's a part of our rotation. You could see that rotation change from week to week. But we kind of like where we have that right now because we've got a number of guys there that we think are very capable. And we've got, three or four big guys, and we've got some guys that are, you probably list them as athletic guys, and you could see different combinations on the field from week to week.
What did you think of Daytona play? Some end, some interior rusher, some outside linebacker, kind of up and down the line for you.
Yeah, that's the flexibility that Daytona gives you. He's played inside for us. Now we've moved him back outside, and especially here early, with Mike Pinnell being gone for 4 weeks, that. Dayton's going to have to be able to play both outside and inside, and we like what he's doing. We like the way he plays, on both positions.